Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategists. On Sundays, we focus on reflection, that element of strategy that gets lost in our daily hustle and bustle. So each week we dive into 5 regular questions and a bonus question, but this is not your standard what went well, what didn't go well. So be prepared to pause the episode and scribble some notes for yourself. The idea is for you to start to identify patterns, spot critical insights, and learn from your successes and failures from the past week. So let's dive in. Question 1, what obstacle did you encounter this week that could impact your performance in the coming weeks? There might have been something specific or a situation that just felt kind of challenging, maybe something that took a little bit longer than you expected. Maybe there was a conflict with someone, maybe some self-doubt came knocking, maybe imposter syndrome moved in at the desk next door. Consider how this affected you at the time. Was it a disruption to your work? Was it a motivation issue? Did it take more time that you wish you'd had to spend on others? Did it show you a lack of resources or some skills or support that's missing? Did it show you something about yourself? Chances are the obstacles that showed up this week are likely to show up again in the future. So thinking now while you're calm and collected about some strategies that could help you overcome that obstacle in the future is going to set you up for success. Okay, question 2. If you could describe your company culture in 1 word based only on this week, what would it be? Remember that culture comes from the top. So even if you're a team of 1 and you're just practicing what your culture will look like one day with a team, this question still applies to you. We tend to think about the culture that we dream of having without realizing that we're actually practicing it right now in the moment. So if what we're practicing right now in the moment doesn't align with what we want our culture to be, we need to make some adjustments. Question 3, where did you fail this week and what lessons did you learn from the experience? Getting comfortable with the idea that business is about experiment, gather data, adapt, experiment, gather data takes away the negative connotation about taking risks and trying new things in our business. If we can normalize that there are many little failures all the time in our business, it can help us to not spiral out at our next mistake. Question 4, what feedback or insights did you receive this week and how can you use them to shape your future strategy? These insights could be from clients or your team, your collaborators, your peers, and they can be in any form. Maybe you got an amazing love note. Maybe someone sent you an email to tell you they were really unhappy. Or maybe a team member mentioned something in passing that you can't get out of your head. What do you want to do about any of that feedback in the coming week? Question 5. Did you use your resources optimally this week? This is a hard one for us to do and get right all the time. You want to think about how effectively you used your team, your money, your energy, and your time this week, and whether you want to reprioritize something for next week. Okay, ready for this week's bonus question? Question 6. How did you focus on making a real difference this week instead of just hitting the usual success targets? You might want to start by listing out or thinking of specific instances this week where you made decisions that emphasized real values, where you chose quality over quantity, whether you chose long-term over short-term, where you chose something ethical or right over profit. Pay attention to how you made that decision. Was it a conscious decision or did you just naturally pick that path? Or was it that the decision just aligned with your core values and the core values of your business? So it was barely even a decision. We tend to think about whether our week was successful or not based very much on traditional, conventional success metrics, which are often financial. And sometimes while that might feel like the best thing for the business, it's not always the right thing in the moment. You as the CEO still need to be able to look yourself in the mirror. So being able to look at those decisions and understand why you made them and allow yourself to see the positive in it helps you to become that more well-rounded CEO. As always with these questions, there are no right or wrong answers. You never even have to tell anyone else what your answer was. The goal is to create a regular practice of you reflecting on your week, but one that goes beyond that entry level of what worked well and what didn't work so well. One that gives you a strategic view of your business. One that offers you patterns and insights that makes you more proactive and less reactive on the path to growing your business.